There are three different options for today's Mass from which the celebrant may choose. Three different saints are honored with optional memorials today. They are St. Bede the Venerable, priest and doctor of the Church, St. Gregory the Seventh, Pope, and St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, Virgin. Out of these three, I have chosen to speak today about St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. She was a Carmelite nun who lived during the 16th century and became a nun at the age of 16, enjoying many consolations. In 1584, she developed a seemingly fatal illness and then experienced a number of visions and ecstasies during which she received the stigmata and was united to the Passion of Christ. The visions lasted for more than a year, and when that time ended, she was left with a great sense of spiritual dryness and desolation. Her feelings of despair were so strong that she even contemplated suicide. Despite her suffering, she remained faithful to her spiritual director and the prioress of her community, who ordered her to persevere in her spiritual life. Why would God have allowed this holy woman to experience such a time of dryness? Some say that He first permitted her a special closeness to Him so as to prepare her for the 5 years of what she described as a state of darkness. When she finally was released from her time of despair, she said, "Rejoice with me, for my winter is at an end." Inspired by the mystery of the Incarnation and the work of the Holy Spirit within her soul, she constantly encouraged her sisters to abandon their own self-will and entrust themselves to the will of God. She died on this date in 1607 and is honored as patroness of the sick. This is Father Doug Brown, chaplain of AM 1260 The Rock, and pastor of Mary Queen of Peace in Cleveland.